NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games, today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek, an unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible! Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Hey there, geeks, geekettes, and cousinettes. Welcome to These Warriors Are Terrible. I am Steve Snowball Sailor, and tonight we're going to be going into the Transformers universe in the BESM role-playing system. Big Eyes, Small Mouth. And you can be able to get the books actually at our sponsors, which are
NobleKnight.com.
Offworlddesign.com, it's at Brohoove. You can be able to use the coupon code at checkout to be able to get some great merch there. And also NobleKnight.com, where Out of Print is available again. You can be able to get some great books like our book, the book we're playing today, which is the revised second edition for BESM. And we're using that to be able to play Transformers today. All right, and just a quick announcement off the hop. We are going to be moving off of This Week in Geek, These Wars Are Terrible, as its own separate show, its own separate podcast feed. And after this campaign, this is the last campaign that'll be on the site. We're going to be removing those episodes eventually. Nothing major has happened. We're just moving on to its own little separate show. And we want you to be able to keep informed of that. And if you want to follow along with us, you want to be able to listen to more episodes, go to thetw.ca. That's thetw.ca. And you can be able to subscribe to us through iTunes or whichever podcatcher you want to be able to get. And you can be able to subscribe to us there. All right. And so without any further ado, I'm going to bring it over to Big Mike.
All right. When last we left off, our four noble Autobots and one less noble Autobot attached to Steve's hip finally entered into the Energon distribution area of Iacon City, planning to steal the Omega Key from the Quintessons and get control of the Guardians. If you don't know what any of those words are, go back and watch the first episode again, because I'm not explaining it again. I am, of course, Big Mike, your resident game master for the evening. And I'm
Mike the Birdman Dog, playing Autobot Mercenary Rampage.
And I'm Julian Energon Cubes Blaine, playing Wildshot, the stealthy marksman.
And I am Connell Macbeth, also known as Dr. Holocaust, playing Loader, the large transporting explosives expert.
And I am Steve Snowball Sailor again, and I'm playing Quicksilver, the Ducati motorcycle with hell attached to its hip.
This episode brought to you by Ducati Motors.
Yeah, exactly. If you think about it, if you think the motorcycle in the Matrix, that's my motorbike.
Well, no, you're not, because you're on Cybertron. That motorcycle doesn't exist
okay,
here.
Fine, the Cybertronian version of that.
There you go.
Thank you. I just want to.
You're riding in my house, sir.
I just want to give my
house.
Human reference.
My house. You are a fast Cybertronian motorcycle.
Fuck you! Megatron's have an effect on me. Leave me alone.
Now, who would win in a race? You or Rat Trap?
Well, he would, because he's like five times Rat Trap's size. Him and Blur, that's a question. Who might be Blur's dad, technically?
Ooh, that's cool. That's good. That's Dito.
Or his precursor. Anyway, you guys are dropping off Energon for Iacon City. That's your bluff to get in and steal the Omega Key. What you gonna do? You're running out of energy to drop off.
We were then telling them we needed to go pick up further munitions further
down. Yes, yeah. And the one that you failed.
That was the double sixes.
The double sixes.
Yeah. So, right. Like an escort.
We will keep bringing that up.
Well, the session ends, so I'm gonna have to re-roll that, guys.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll allow it.
All right. I'm kidding.
GM's rules?
No, not that big of a dick. I'm just pissed off.
We have an escort and everything, so.
All right, role play it. You got the rolls.
Woohoo! You should ask them to escort us to the city streets, show us the fastest way to the...
That's going to be a different role.
So, you do it. You're fucking...
Yeah.
No, giving us... No, the thing is with that particular bluff, we already know where we're going, and we already have an escort.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. If we're asking them for more things, it's a different role.
I know what I can ask.
We're going further into town to get munitions from a location we should already
is there. Okay, I know what I can ask. So I'm going to talk to the guys that are there. I'm going to say, is there any street detours that we need to be worried about?
Well, I think I can think of, what can you think of one shark to come looks to another? You kind of wonder how they tell each other apart.
Mustache.
It's like...
the running gag.
It's all cobbled.
Don't blame him for your mistakes in life.
Yeah, it's all responsible for my entire life's problems.
Right now?
Dr. Hanukkah!
All your mustache twiddling mind!
Mustache is the cause of and solution to all Mike's problems.
That's why Mike can never grow a mustache.
Yeah, I'm the only one here that he doesn't have like any fucking facial hair.
That's true.
You kind of do.
Yeah, it's because I
grew
yesterday.
One last November.
Yeah, yes, you did. It was cute. I kind of wanted to come up to you and just rub your arm with my stubble, just be like, "This is what I did in the day, son."
anyway,
I'm gonna say ties aren't passes. Anyway. That was the question I had before, and I didn't look it up at the time.
Yeah, so if you roll a tie, it's not a pass.
It's not a pass.
Oh, it's not a pass. Not a pass. Okay, I did not pass that.
With our current time. System, just to give
I
an example.
I botched so bad, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, exactly.
So if I'm rolling for, say...
Let's not ask them, like, other than, oh, yeah, so they're actually with a detour.
Yes. Yeah,
detour. And and one of them's like, no, I can't think of anything, and the other one's like, frantically patting the other one's arm. And gestures him to come over.
Me?
No, his buddy.
Oh, his buddy,
the
okay.
Two shark cons walked aside. Has anyone got heightened senses at all?
I've got heightened senses.
No.
I do as heightened awareness. Would that
I have
work?
Heightened senses.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, heightened senses should give you a bonus.
Yeah, it gives me...
Well, I have heightened awareness, and it gives me -4 on all stat checks for regards to sensory.
Oh, so how much?
-4.
-4? Okay. How much does yours give you?
I don't know. It didn't get written down. I think it's going to be if it's heightened, if it's the same skill.
Yeah,
it's
we'll give them -4, let's just say.
-4?
It would be really unfair if our sniper was...
So, we'll roll it?
Yeah, well, he roll it, it's going to be a body. So body. Add that to your body's total.
Okay.
Well, whatever your roll is, it's -4.
Yeah. I got a 4.
You got a 4? And what's your body?
My body is a 6.
Did you both get under?
I got under.
All right. You hear them mentioning, forgot the Quintesson procession's coming. Take care of Omega Supreme. Shit. It's like, okay, well they've gotta take care of Omega. I'm gonna speak up a bit. It's whispers, but I want the microphone picking up.
Yeah.
Well they have to go and they have to talk to Omega Supreme today. We can't tell the drudgery of that. I wouldn't mind. It's like, just tell them to avoid the major roadway. They're gonna ask. What if they're Autobots? If they were Autobots, they'd attack us by now.
Lo and behold.
Okay, all right. We'll just here. I've got. Let me try.
I can feel like Megatron kind of vibrating.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm like,
shut up.
No, Lord Megatron, please no, not now. It's going so well.
No, let's not, please.
So they're coming back. They're going to try and bluff you. Wait. Try to hold us.
Just roll over here. As I'm pointing to a spot in the table that's a little
5
bit
under their mind if I don't bother anymore. you can't take the major highway because
it's raining.
Reasons.
Can I roll
this? We are your masters. Do not disobey us.
Well, can I roll a bluff check?
I would say you don't even need to.
I don't think I need to.
Heard,
yeah,
heard it, right?
I did hear. Well,
no, it's clearly a lie to anyone who's trying to bluff.
Yeah, yeah. Why can't
we? Reasons, we're your masters. You'll kneel before us.
Yeah. So we can take the major roadways.
You can't.
We can take the major roadways.
He's actually looking legitimately confused. So I should. No major roadways. Side roadways only, or we'll kill you.
But the major roadways are our fastest route. You want us to be able to, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm out of game. You want us to be able to delay our arrival time?
Walk away for a bit. You hear them whispering some more.
Just say yes. Stupid Autobots, just say yes.
come back.
Stupid Autobots.
Stupid Autobots.
That's the perception. Damn it all to hell.
Because reasons, inefficiency is okay. Take the back routes.
I don't think our benefactor would be okay with inefficiency.
I'm sorry, I failed the personal role here. How fast are you at ducking out of me while I change?
I could probably be pretty quick at that.
You could give like a nudge in the butt plate, get out.
Yeah. Or just whisper over your comm.
Yeah, just whisper over the comm, get out.
Oh, by the way, for reference, there's 4 Sharkticons in here.
Four Sharkticons?
We can take them.
How big are they?
We don't need to fight the guys, they're letting us pass.
And they're letting us pass, but it's like, I know they're lying, but like, I don't want to get caught in the roadways.
Get caught in the roadways. The sideways aren't going to have as much problems.
Are you still transforming?
Yeah, I was just saying.
I don't know if I should buy their bullshit and move on, or just...
How big are the Sharkticons?
They're about your height, a little bit bigger.
Really?
Jesus Christ.
A little bit bigger.
They'd be fucking massive.
No, not your height. Sorry, Steve's height, but a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're a bit bigger than the average Autobot, just for intimidation purposes.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, you change into a proper Autobot at that point, so you can go like so. And turns around and points to the one that's talking. Points to the one that's talking and goes, "What is your serial number?"
Both walk away. We do now. It's really big. It's still a stupid Autobot. They don't know how to fight. Still a stupid Cybertron. They don't know how to fight. Right? We'll intimidate it.
Intimidate him?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, he rolled a 6 and
a 5.
Yeah.
You there, obey us, for we are your masters. Take the side roads. Get going.
I will obey, but I want to be able to tell my superiors who made us take the back roads when we're late.
This is the most we've ever heard him talk.
I'm Sharkticon number 5.
So said the secret number. Is he obviously full of shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, clearly.
He's full of shit. So clearly full of shit.
Can I threaten now?
Leans in closer. What is your number? You will comply.
Okay. That's a little bit different. The Sharkticon actually, all the Sharkticons start...
They have a number, I assume.
Yeah, but they're not... They don't take orders.
It's not 5.
They don't take orders from the rabble.
Oh.
They're like the jackbooted Nazis.
Yeah, they're just dumb as hell. They're still evil.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. It's like... We don't respond, and much more confidently now, we don't respond to the rabble. If you have a problem, do we have a problem? Your gun starts trembling a little.
If we could get authorization from you saying it's okay to take the back roads, our benefactor will be...
Who is your benefactor?
Your escort is getting impatient. Please sort this out.
Who's your benefactor?
I don't know. Who would it be?
Why?
Caught your own web of lies.
I'm making this shit up.
You could have just lied and gone. No. You had to stay.
You guys had to talk about the major roads and not the back roads.
No, let's just say you're not privy to that information.
I'm not privy to that information.
Orders come down from the top. I respond.
Metagame.
Okay. Do you want me to say that?
You can even say Rampage just said that.
Yeah, Rampage just said that.
Orders come down from the top. We respond. Can we go?
Get going!
Everyone giving me shit.
Nods to them. I will comply. Changes back into his...
I will transform back into my tank. And we'll
that's
roll
a good player.
And
what extra
I will hop in through the door that Steve opens because I'm still invisible and they don't know I'm here.
Yeah.
Just saunter on through, dude. Yeah.
I kind of...
When I
tap Megatron a little bit, I'm like, and I just walk back to the cab, get inside.
As the door closes, Megatron just speaks up very quietly, "Do not ever be that familiar with me. Do not tap Megatron."
I was trying to make him. Thoust will trying to make me look intimidating.
Just Megatron. Megatron's leg, okay?
I just wanted to look
bad
intimidating.
Touch.
Do not do that.
Do not fondle my bum.
Do not fondle the Megatron.
All right.
Load Megatron up. Will not be receptive to fondling.
Take us out.
If you roll.
baby. Critical one.
All right, shall we?
Yeah. Hey, I'm done.
Okay.
Now where the hell are we going?
Yeah, where the hell are we going?
Hang on. Well, we need to go to the comms tower. For the signal.
So I guess we're...
You thought I was done with that.
Now then. Hell no.
You guys leave the Energon disposal, the Energon drop-off area. You're driving through the city of Iacon now. Here's the thing. Not a lot of you have ever been in Iacon. You notice something. There's a lot of open spaces where buildings should be. As if someone's taken them out or repurposed them for something.
Well, that's a little weird.
There's a massive bay right above. There's a massive open space right above the Glacier, which is clearly for Omega Supreme, which I forgot to mention is outside the city. And you saw on the way in.
So he's just hanging out?
Yeah, he's just there. He's not happy about it.
He's just chilling?
Yeah. He's Omega Supreme.
This is such a waste of my time.
Well,
I like the little head turn you did. It's a waste of my time.
God, what is up with these quintessons? My God. They're so killing my vibe.
How far are we from the comm tower?
It's about a 2-3 hour trip.
Wow.
If you take the sideways. Yeah, Icon's a city.
Yeah.
So do we try to take the major?
Is there a trap? There's going to be something happening in the main roads, right? There's the procession.
So it is a key that we want to be stealth at? Yeah, no, we have to be stealth at it. They told us to be stealth.
The hell was that?
There's a knock somewhere. That's not us. Somebody else is trying to hammer something into the concrete.
Yeah. Okay. That was ominous.
Yeah, sorry.
You know what? So... Yeah, you're traveling around through the side roads. Sure enough, you do see a procession of Sharktacons leading a set of Quintesson judges, which are the guys that switch their faces.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's not get seen by them.
Or you can try to assassinate them if you're feeling ambitious.
Guilty or innocent guys?
Yes.
Is Megatron wanting to speak up at this point?
Not say anything.
Okay.
Right. Now, keep in mind that if we reveal ourselves, Omega Supreme will come down on us like...
like the hammer of God?
Yeah.
So let's
find us first.
Let's not do that.
Yeah.
As all the Sharktacons point, the ones that don't look like us.
Yeah. I only work here, man.
I have no responsibilities here whatsoever.
Let's keep going. Let's get away from the Sharktacons.
Anyway. Traveling through the side, the back roads, you see less Sharktacon patrols. They give you a passing glance, but they assume if you're in here, you're in here for a reason. They give you a couple of eyeballs, though, because it's very strange that...
The
tank?
An
escort of this kind?
Yeah, and more and more attention's going towards your way. Do you want to do something about
it? I'm going to transform.
Yeah.
And I will go into the back of the loader.
Cool.
And I will set myself up as mounted, so if I have to open up his back and fire, I'm going to put my clamps... into his body.
Clamps! Meh! Got some new clamps today.
I'm gripping you tightly. Erotic.
Take my breath away!
Alright.
So yeah, you're traveling through Iacon City. No incident now. Loader isn't being bothered. You arrive at the base of the transmission tower.
How tall is that transmission?
It's the height of Iacon City. It actually touches the exterior wall.
Jeez, that's crazy huge. How like would you say it is
Twin Tower class kind of thing.
Twin Tower class? How tall would those be? Like
relative to you guys?
Like in kilometers.
Not even kilometers, but like how many times like how many stories would that be up?
So bigger than like the buildings in Abu Dhabi or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so or Dubai. Yeah.
Dubai.
Bigger than Dubai.
Yeah. Well, it's Dubai. Bigger by default. It's relative. It's you to the Twin Tower. A person to the Twin Towers is you to this transmission tower.
Because the reason I ask is I have electrocom jamming, specifically on communication channels and all broadcast signals, but it's only good for a quarter of a kilometer radius. So
we need to get you all the way up there.
We get to get up to at least halfway.
Yeah.
Sure. Is there how big is the security around the comm tower?
Not a lot, actually.
Not a lot. Like, could
I guess
we just
really doing something about
without any like anybody giving us much notice?
There are two guards at the comm tower, though.
So there's a lot of there's. So then I would say, judging by like how important this particular structure is in reference to everything else that's going on, a lot of their soldiers right now are involved with Omega Supreme.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on out there.
Well, if Julian's got his
if Quickshot or Wildshot has his jamming right now, it's a half mile, you said, or something?
Quarter kilometer. It'd be a good idea to use it now so they can't communicate with anybody.
Yeah, they can't call for help. Let's kill them.
Really?
Let's murder these guys.
Are they Sharkticons?
Yeah, they're Sharkticons.
Then fucking die. They can't. Or, okay, we don't have to blow them up, though. You should probably fire Megatron. I'm going to stab one of them in the fucking head.
Okay, I'm going to, like, pull to a stop a short distance away from the tower because we don't want them talking to us yet. Yeah.
Pull around a corner, I guess,
and
stuff.
And, yeah, just kind of, like just, like, park a ways off so that we can see them, but we're not close enough for them to think that we're involved, like, that we're going that way.
It's basically like the white van.
Yeah, just we're just going to stop a ways off and kind of look over. Plan to the rest of the crew.
So
need one.
I can deploy my jamming device, but it will take some time, and I'd rather use it to cut off the actual signal itself. Because once we're in there, if Omega Serene gets called, it's only seconds before.
How often can you use your jamming ability?
It's
willy-nilly.
It's willy-nilly, yeah.
Okay, just like it's for use?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like uses per day.
But that's why it's only half a kilometer to activate.
I'm assuming it takes time to sound. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's instant, like, ha-ha, jamming all the communications.
In this case, it's well, turn invisible and stab it on the back. Let's do this without firing a shot.
Okay, yeah, looking around, are there any other guards in the area other than the two at the front doors?
No, and that's really puzzling.
That is really puzzling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There might be more in the tower.
Yeah.
And like cause a rush of guards to come out of
exactly.
The
tower.
I was gonna say something about how this like smells bad or this stinks, but like they don't smell, do they?
Well, kind of. Yeah.
Let's say like the Cybertronians, the Transformers smell.
I would imagine they would, just they can smell chemicals and
things like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It smells like bad oil.
They have smell sensors. It's not.
Yeah. Got a bad feeling about this.
Seeing only two guards at the front smells bad.
Okay, so we need the actual key, or do we just need to disrupt the key? Do we have to destroy it?
You need the key.
Fuck, so why don't we just blow the tower?
It's retrieval.
We've already bluffed our way through several guards already.
So you're counting on the metagaming of the GM sucking to succeed.
Wow, you're going to run into some really smart Sharkticons all of a sudden.
They have
you
hats
fucker.
And monocles now.
You fucker. Actually,
they have the Grimlock helmet that makes them smarter.
Yeah.
God, Grimlock.
I side with Rampage on this one. I think we can...
We can wreck them. Alright, I am totes all for rushing up there and doing like a 360 spin while you step out and Megatron the shit out of a couple of guys.
And also,
you might want to ask Megatron's consent for that.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Is that okay? Do you
want to
kill
me? You want me to do your fighting for you?
No, but you've got some significant firepower that we can use right now.
That's what he's for. I'm here if things go bad.
Alright, if things go bad, would this be okay?
Actually, better idea. Drive up and swerve to point the carriage at them, open the carriage, you open fire.
Alright. And imagine bracing.
Yep. Yeah, and my sniper rifle is mounted on the passenger side, so I'll fire, we'll spin around.
Okay, what I need to, like, wield Megatron, do I need two hands, or could I just,
He's a pistol.
Okay, alright.
Dude, if you should do some cool stun shit, like drive up as a motorcycle, transform in midair.
I can't wait till you guys find out how Megatron works. It's gonna be awesome. You're gonna be so upset.
I'm gonna be upset?
Yuck.
See, I don't wanna,
does not dispense candy.
No, I know he doesn't dispense candy, but...
How do you know that? Have you rolled Megatron yet?
So far, Cottle's been the only one that's dispensed candy in this game.
Sweet. John candy.
Yep. I'll take a tall glass of Energon.
I've never seen that as a convention, just an Energon. Sugar cube, yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure it's a twist. I'll send it back if it's more than a twist.
But yeah, so we drive up with me and Julia. We'll snipe these motherfuckers.
So wait, I'm out of the cab at this point then?
I would get out.
And then just transform into
the
motorcycle?
Bike. Because if you have to, transform into your bike, jump, have your bike wheelie, transform, and you can slide right between them and shoot them.
Okay.
Think creative. Think Matrix.
All right, I can do that.
I think Vin Diesel said it best when he said, don't think tactical, think PlayStation. Be ridiculous.
Okay.
And I'm invisible, so we have an upper hand right now for that extra shot.
Okay. It
takes me a full round to load my sniper.
Yep, same here. It takes me a second to wind up, but when I hit,
so I'm
60 damage.
I'm preloading.
60.
Oh yeah, by the way, Mike, you said that I was like that you custom built the sniper rifle, but I never got the damage. It wasn't on the sheet that you had. The one in the book is 15, so that's what I put down, but it's really big. It's okay.
Well, it's 15 plus. It's 15 plus your attack.
My combat attack. Skip me.
Yeah. Whenever you roll and you succeed at your combat, you always do your attack combat value and damage, and that adds to it. Okay. Unless you have any other things that add to damage.
Cool. All
right.
So. All right. So how are we doing this? You guys are driving up?
Yes. Yeah, is that cool with you, Lord?
Yes.
All right.
Plan good so far.
Alright, then.
Plan smell better.
This is for Loader. This is going to be a movement check.
Okay, so what does that fall under?
Body. Don't you take a penalty for that?
No.
Yes, you do.
That's I fast. Do take it. Yes, that's right, because I've got not so fast.
Wait, why don't I do that? Why don't I just...
Oh, no, fuck. Well, plus four penalty. That's just speed checks, not movement. Like, maneuverability is different than being swift, I think. Like, right, I'm not going to drive at them like at my max speed, which I imagine is like, what, fucking 50 kilometers an hour.
Why is that truck slowly going to
Yeah, like, I'm doing like half a buck to
wait, these guys. Wait, why don't I just roll up to it? Because I can a speed of like 200 kilometers an hour.
I'm saying that's what you should do, and then we're following up.
Okay, all right, so I'm a bit of a ways away, and then I'm going to drive, like, I'm going to speed right
barrel right at him.
I'm going to barrel right at him, and then I'm just going to do like a spin and just grab Megatron. And
how far are we away from that? As well, like right now.
In the truck?
We're
we're parked about a block away.
I can just snipe one of them from here. I have the sniper rifle.
Okay.
Yeah, so before we move, I'm going to shoot, at least try and take one out.
Yeah. If you're sniping...
No, you know what? This will be good. I'll drive up, because they're distracted by looking at me.
What I would say, you drive up behind me.
I'm driving
straight at them, I'm going to turn and point my carriage at them, open the carriage in which you can fire. You drive up in my shadow at that point.
Okay.
And if you're going to be sniping, then get out and snipe them from the street, because you're going to be taking negatives while trying to shoot from the passenger side of a rumbly-ass truck.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to get out and... set up my
rifle. You might want to turn off your electronic countermeasures.
Yeah.
Man, I'm like more like Grimlock than I thought.
Alright.
Worked out that way.
Your truck.
Yes.
You could be... Eh?
Yeah, who knows?
Grimlock's precursor.
Alright. Let's get ready for our first combat, boys.
Alright. Yeah. I'm not going to roll initiative because this is pretty much going to be order determined.
This is a surprise attack anyway.
Yeah. Surprise round?
Yeah.
Alright, so going to... Yeah, you get out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
ECMs are on and... Like, rifle's been loaded since the start. Yes,
sir. Loaded his rifle a while ago.
Do I need to load anything with Megatron to use him?
It's up to him, I guess.
Yeah, he'll decide whether or not he fires.
Jeez.
And what
you did take a gun, right?
Yeah,
I have a blaster. That's about it.
But... I would use your blaster.
Okay, fine.
Dual wield that shit.
Dual wield Megatron and a blaster?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, watch how that goes over with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I...
Well, then fire! Don't be a dickhead!
You want to say that to him?
Alright, so I'm
going to... I'm Megatron. I do not fire when you wield me with another simple blaster. Well, then quit being a wank and shoot!
I don't want to have an argument with a gun!
You're either a hand or a water gun at this point.
You're supposed to be the world's greatest gladiator, but really all you are right now is a sassy pistol!
I don't want to fire today. I'm a bet. I don't want to fire.
You didn't say the magic word.
Fuck yes! Fire!
Fucking please!
Alright, so I'm going to...
this is
going to
escalate badly.
I'm laying down, sniper out, and I'm going to take my shot. There's two Sharktacons. I'm going to fire the one on the right side of the door, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay, so combat rolls, they work by
2d6,
yeah.
And what do I need to beat, or is it just it's counter rolling?
You roll under your attack value to see if you actually hit them. Keep in mind your skills.
Yeah, that's my skills. Add a whole bunch of stuff here.
Yeah.
Do I go first, or is he...
Well, hang on.
Oh, yeah, he has to roll for movement, doesn't he?
Well, hang on. Who's going first? Is he going first, or are you going first?
I would have advised not to open fire until we get close, because you don't want to tip them off.
Oh, okay. But I'm ready.
Yeah, hold your fire.
So
tell me what the sequence is going to be.
I'm going to drive up, turn, open carriage so that he can fire. Whilst we're turning, that's when you come out of my shadow from behind me,
and then
transform, and then start firing on them.
Wait, no, you don't get penalties from driving in a moving situation. That's
Oh, yeah. But either way, it just makes sense for me to fire from a distance.
You don't want to have any
They don't know where that shot's
If you
want to
climb in the back or something like that, you can do it there. Or, yeah, like, you being out of the car at another position gives us multiple arcs of fire and gives us another angle in which you could be firing at them. So that if they
think,
hit,
yeah, I mean, they could, because then they will never know where the attack is coming
from. Exactly. They're getting hit from multiple points.
That's the whole point of the stealth shot.
Yeah. I think it's fine.
Cool.
All right, so we're
actually
ready. Let's do this.
Rampage.
Yes. Sir.
When I open my bay, I want you to jump out as you're shooting because I'm going to transform at that point.
Okay.
All right, but you're going to need to take a round to set yourself.
All right.
You go then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right then.
Cool.
So, describe it to me, Autobots.
All right. So, Loader. Basically does not peel out. No.
Very slow.
Not that he could. 50 kilometers an hour, baby.
Yeah! I'm in the back and behind him. I'm like, come on, fucker, let's go.
This thing hits 50 kilometers an hour. You're going to see me at my top speed.
Yeah. You're going to see some very unserious shit.
Some boring shit. Some very lukewarm shit. I can see from like Connell's point of view. He's got like ACDC like in his head, like, yeah, it's like, right away to hell. And then just like from the Sharktacon's perspective, it's like, why is he going so
he slowly picks up pace and reaches maximum speed, and then about, I'm going to say 30 yards off.
Yeah.
Hits the brake and then slams and turns, opens the back.
Yeah, I'm going to jump out.
All right, you're going to take your round to do.
Yeah.
Yep. Steve, I believe it's your go.
Have him fire first. I've been riding. I've been in motorcycle mode behind him all the time, and I kind of ride out from in behind, and I transform.
Yeah,
and then I start shooting.
Alright, make your first attack roll at 1 foot.
Do I do a roll maneuvers?
All right, let's see how good I am at this.
It's not like.
No, I'm
so wait, cool. Do I get any bonuses or anything like that?
I am just because it's a setup to his stuff.
Okay, cool.
Do I need
Plus
to...
you're not doing anything until a couple rounds there. If you want to do something else while doing that turn,
so, actually, can I be able to do my additional attack with this as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can use additional attack.
So I'm going to attack twice.
All right. We'll make your first attack roll.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can... my defense roll.
Oh, fuck.
You missed.
Critical fail. <failed.
laughs> Your shot goes wide.
But I can do it again. I can try to attack again.
Yeah.
Did you shoot wide with your pistol or with Megatron?
Pistol.
That's like pistol.
Pistol, yeah. So then he fires Megatron.
I missed again.
It's hard when it's you're rolling in. That's just the GM, is it? No,
it's hard to get under a number.
Yeah,
it is. If this was like,
if this was Shadowrun, I'd be awesome.
Yeah, even if this was a D6, I'd be awesome at this point right now.
Here's the thing. If I'm fighting with unarmed, I take my attack combat value and I add my unarmed thing. And yeah.
Well, at this point, I'm at least now a distraction.
Wish.
Yeah, so
how much
anybody can shoot and be able to get a much better aim than I can.
All right.
Okay.
So who goes next? Then? So I guess I'm going to fire.
Well, I think... Well, when it, like, you're... it's the next round.
It's,
oh,
not on the, it's not on the list. Can I take it, though?
Well,
okay,
can't have it now.
We'll get to that then after the fight.
All right, so because it's a...
I'll say your shield badge adds 10 damage. Your shield badge.
I'm going to write giant strength damage?
No, just say your shield badge adds 10 damage.
Oh, shield badge adds 10?
Yeah. Addition to your combat value.
Oh, for an arm.
Yeah.
So I get -3 to my combat roll because it's scoped and taking an action to aim.
Good man.
So...
Reads the rule book. The GM doesn't have to be for once.
One.
Oh.
That's a double five?
Yeah, and nope. No, that comes in at an 8.
Okay.
Instead of my 6.
All right, Sharktacon's turn, because you just shot wide of 2 Sharktacons. They're trying to radio in, and that's their action because they don't know what the hell's going on. They don't know that they're jammed. Next round, now that we have a combat order established, it'll be Steve, Connell, have you transformed yet?
Well, I pulled up and swung the carriage around and opened it, case then it's his turn to fire.
Yeah. So you're going to go last in this round.
Okay.
But you're only going to transform, okay?
Okay.
So it's now, the Sharktacons have done, that's their action, so it's still going to be Steve, Julian, Dodd, Connell, and the Sharktacons.
Okay. All right, so roll again.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shoot these motherfuckers!
I'm trying to. Oh, jeez. Nope. All right, let's do my additional attack again.
Nearly a critical fail.
It was all, yeah.
Man, Megatron is angry.
I wish we were playing D6.
I know.
These are all
because there's a lot of sixes being rolled here. Ah, for the love of Pete Sanchez.
Who the hell is Pete Sanchez?
A six and a three. You rolled a six every time rolled, dude.
I'm changing dice, yeah. Fuck.
Bad dice, bad dice.
All right, so you shoot fire again. Nice. Wild.
Look at me. Woo!
You're causing a distraction.
Desperado over here. All right. Just going
well, here's the thing. He got a critical fail. That still hasn't come home to roost yet.
Megatron can't speak up at this point, I think.
All right. Pussy fog.
All right, I'm gonna.
That's what Megatron said.
I'm gonna take another shot.
He's not Skeletor, who says you're a pussy party, man. Should we're not doing that continuity yet.
Autobots,
take me off of this person's waist.
Yes, one.
Okay.
Yep. It hits.
Okay, I'll roll my defense.
Did I make it?
Did I not.
Oh, good. Finally, one. Our first shot makes
it. How much damage do you do?
15.
Plus your combat value.
Plus my combat value, so 21.
Okay.
Just to let you guys know, there's a number we have to hit lower than, and mine's a 5. I've been rolling 11s and 15s.
Steve, why aren't you using your ranged attack roll skill that you have?
Yeah.
Fuck, yes I do.
Didn't you up it?
I put it up to a 4.
You should be hitting every single time, you schmuck.
No one explained to me combat, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Dude, no one explained to me combat. I figured it
out. Yes, I did. I explained to you how this worked. You just didn't listen to me.
I listened, but I don't understand. I don't understand.
Well, we'll get to that.
You got a racial modifier. Albino.
In every game.
An albino transformer is just white paint. It does nothing.
That sounds awfully racist.
Yeah. What are you, a racist fuck?
No! That's the opposite of racism, is saying that being a different color means nothing! That's anti-racism!
Anyways.
Still a racist fuck.
Not a racist. He's not a racist. He couldn't pass 50 kilometers an hour.
Oh, so now his speed is
yes, it is!
Oh, I see. Oh.
Alright. So I hit one of these shark cons. That's a bad.
How much? You did 21 damage?
Yeah.
Alright, 21 damage. That's it. I don't have one. Someone took all mine.
Here, get this one.
I didn't know.
All right.
My turn.
It's a good thing this wasn't a crucial moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Megatron is probably like, fuck this dude.
So am I going now?
Yeah.
Okay, so my combat value is 5.
Yeah.
My attack is 2.
Yeah.
Roll under a 7?
Yeah.
Okay. 3.
Excellent.
They are fucked.
Unless I get my defense. Dang it.
Seriously,
double ones.
I'll
take that. Sharkticon
evades a shot for the first time in Transformers history.
Does it hit the tower and do anything bad? That's 60 damage. That's a lot of damage.
It hits the tower. I'm not saying what happened. It just looks like there's a massive blast and there's a loud boom from it. Now then,
it's Connell's
round. You transform.
Yeah.
Sharkticon's turn to attack.
I transform into a
robot. I'm not objecting. I just like the sound.
They only had it
once. We're just giving it reference.
Okay. It made me fucking cry. They only had that sound happen once in the entire first live-action Transformers film. And that's when the helicopter was changing into a robot in the military base. It's the only fucking time that happened. And me and my brother looked at each other and nearly peed ourselves with excitement. And then that was it.
Yeah.
And damn, then that pee dried really quickly.
It just kind of retracted back in.
It was just right back into the bladder.
It wasn't worth it.
No.
It wasn't worth it.
No. Right.
So who's close to them for melee?
Steve, shoot!
All right, one of them tries to swing at his mace and hits you, and he misses. The second one...
Misses
as well.
Okay, you're rolling in a really small spot there on the side of the table.
Yeah, no, but it bounces.
If you're not using the stand, take that off, yeah, and then move the book a little bit so that you got a bigger space.
I don't want to roll off the table.
There you go.
I like that roll, too.
Yeah. Me, too.
So they both miss. Start a combat round.
Me again?
Yeah.
All right, finally I can add a 4 to this. Are they close enough I can be able to just, like, swipe at them instead of just try to shoot them?
Yeah, but that's a different stat you're adding.
Yeah, use the ranged combat and shoot them in the face!
But it's basically the same. It's melee range and is a plus 4 to my...
Both plus 4?
Shoot them in the
Yeah, use the blaster. It does more damage.
It does more. Well, but
then your bare fist.
That's true. All right, I'll use a blaster then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
Come on, Dirty Harry. Let's go.
This plays more like Dirty Harriet.
Oh my god.
All right. That's additional
attack.
Additional attack.
You know what? Actually, no, Steve.
Finally, I made it!
You hit him!
I hit him!
Let's see if he dodged it. That'd be funny as hell. No, he didn't make it.
Right. Woohoo! Take it!
So that's 10 damage, I think, isn't it? This is my blaster?
Plus your combat value.
Plus my combat value, which is
plus 5. Just value.
So 15.
15 for the 1. Man.
All right, again, if we were playing D6s, I would be amazing.
Yes, we know. You're not. You're playing with my system now. Don't make fun of the system that was my
first. I'm not making fun of it.
This is my first RPG system. I love that I do.
Okay. I'm not making fun of it.
It's not a bad system. I'm actually enjoying this.
It's really, really simple.
It's very simple. I love it.
All right. Anyway. Do I need another round to recharge?
No, you're locked.
Oh, okay.
You're down 5 energy points.
Okay. I'll take a pencil on that in a minute. Yeah. 4. With my minus... Yeah, I hit them totally. In the face.
Yeah. How much damage is that?
60 plus my con. 65.
Down goes one shark
to con. Facts!
Jesus.
That's the one I hit?
I don't know which one you pointed at, but it's dead.
Doesn't matter. No, one's got damage.
Yeah, one's dead.
Yeah.
All right.
Last him in half.
And then Connell, it's your go.
Wait, did Julian?
All right. I'm going to attempt.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're in between.
Yeah. I'm going to attempt an unarmed attack on him.
He's going to attack you.
And with the shield. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I've got one round left before I need to reload. So I'm just going to fire it and then take the next round to reload if I have to. At the one on the right again, the only one that's left.
Yeah.
And 8 minus 3 is 5, which is under my 6.
Excellent. Let's see if you see if it gets him. Nope. It hits.
Alrighty, so I deal 15 damage from another targeted snipe shot. Oh, sorry, no, 20, another 21 damage.
What, 21? Alright, sorry. Sorry.
Keep bringing it out. By the way, how do we recharge energy?
But go get some energy.
I need a bite to eat after this.
Did we offload everything, or did
you offload everything?
No, we did not.
We would have left at least a crate.
Okay. Well, that's why we said we had to go to another place.
We left some for to make it feasible.
We have some food, and then my explosives.
Because I only have 35 energy, and each shot costs 5. Cool. I fired 2.
Alrighty, now it's Kong's attack.
Alright, so if I'm attacking with unarmed, I've got 2 ranks in it, and I've got 7 bodies, so I'm rolling, I'm trying to get under 9 at that point to hit them. And if I'm doing damage, my attack combat value is 5, so I would be dealing 5 damage, plus 1 from Combat Mastery, so that's 6, and you said that hitting with my shield gives me an extra
attack. Okay, do extra attack, because it's an improvised weapon.
Okay. So I'm going to, one of them's still left standing. Is he in bad shape?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to try to, walk him, bop him with my shield.
Yeah.
Give him a good bop. And 6 I've rolled in total, so.
Under...
609.
And he did not.
So, 16 damage. He walks up and just goes, bop. Hits him with the shield.
Is that the sound it makes?
Bop. Well, it's like somebody.
Oh, that's cool. Connell, you walk up, side check him against the wall, and just splatters. Well, not splatters, but just explodes and just kind of rains down.
Crush him against. Well, have you seen that he held up the shield and just sandwiched him against the wall with it? Shoulder check him and
step on his remains. You think with all the that Transformers consume, they would be really explosive when they die.
Some of them do.
Some of them do.
Some of them explode when you kill them.
Let me start rolling a d6 to see if they explode.
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
Don't do that. Why were you doing that?
Hey, blew up.
I've got my shield up.
Yeah, you're fine. It blows up in front of you.
It blows up. We just see.
You basically sandwich him against the wall, and if he blows up, there's just like a cliff that comes out from mine.
We just killed our first bug.
Second one.
Yeah. Second bug, right.
You are now not being affected.
Is there anybody noticed?
Look around. Or make awareness rolls.
Okay.
That's what they're for.
I'm gonna make awareness rolls. Yes.
Under your mind.
Nope.
I love that little bit of despair.
No. I'm sorry. No.
Nope.
Not a fucking chance.
I'm too pumped for the.
All right. Not through there. No.
Okay.
Which is odd. In Iacon City.
Yeah. Yeah. Considering I just fired a shot, I'm pretty sure they heard.
It's like we're in a very busy intersection of the city, and there's no one.
Well, it's here. Like being on Young and Dundas, and we just opened gunfire on a couple of people,
and
there's no one's here. And it's the middle of the freaking day.
We need to get inside. So, let's go inside.
There's a giant door here. Does it even open?
Well, there's a security panel.
There's a security panel there.
Yeah. Do I have hacking ability?
Should I use my team, so to speak?
Yeah. Loader looks at the door, looks at the group, and goes, bomb.
I like what you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, the kind of bombs that Loader's carrying would be Energon satchel charges, and then the detonator he would have would be, like, on his shield when he's holding it, would be on the handle on the inside of the shield.
Okay. Which is pretty fun.
So I, you know what, I'm gonna try.
Well, wait, I do have.
Yes, you have hacking.
I have electronics.
Try it.
Like, Mike's like, yes, you do. You can hack shit. Please, fucking attention. Please.
It's taking me a little bit. It takes me a little bit to learn a new system.
It's not learning a system. We discussed this in Facebook.
We did.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm rubbing you because
I'm trying here, okay?
It's because he's new.
I apologize.
That's not because I'm new. It's just that it's anytime it takes. Okay, as listeners, anytime it takes me a little bit longer to learn a new system, but once I get it, I get it.
Not so you know. I'm just teasing it because I'm.
So all right, so electronics. That's a mind
Megatron
skill then.
Teasing.
Yeah,
Megatron teasing. Fine.
You can hack you, moron.
You can hear a laugh coming from the gun because of your shots.
Which is like, but it's like, does it muffled at all because he's using the gun? So I'm like,
oh, like come from his brain.
Great. I don't need Statler and Waldorf on my hip, all right? That's out of game. All right, so I need to roll. Okay, this because I get.
You should insult Megatron. He likes that.
Really?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I don't need a critic on my hip, all right?
Well, hand him off to somebody else.
Hand me off to somebody else. I don't want to be shot by a bandit.
I'll keep him for now because he doesn't do anything.
I like sassy Megatron.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely hack it.
Yeah, the
door's your bitch. You hack.
Basically, I had a +8 on my electronics.
Holy shit!
So fuck out of that door.
Oh yeah, well,
you gave me it.
Yeah, I did. Well, I needed someone to get through doors.
Well, yeah. You got like 4 ranks in hacking.
Yeah,
but like a 4 on mine, so you got to roll under 8. That's not bad.
Yeah. But, so
and I rolled a 3. So
you would roll fine normally. So yeah, the door opens. Lights are off on the inside.
Lights are off on the inside?
Yeah.
Is there like a panel I can turn on?
Can you look around for it?
Well, I've got sense of awareness, so I assume that I could probably
look around the room and go.
I've got heightened sense. I was gonna say lights. See what happens.
It does nothing.
Oh well, it's not
this isn't that kind of a.
Does it normally do that?
No, never. A transformer says that worked.
I made a.
He's being enough.
Wait. I go to Teletran 1. You say Teletran 1, please turn on the lights. The Teletran was his
damn
name.
Damn it! I tie it.
I made a successful heightened senses check.
Does he have like night vision or something?
Do any of you have night vision?
No.
I'll take it.
Is there a night vision skill that we didn't know about?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But no, I tied
you hear
the
something.
Is it a distinct noise of any sort?
Oh, it sounds like footfalls.
All right.
Coming from where?
I'm going to. Do we have like silent comm channels with which we can communicate? Does everything?
No, if you got your comm stuff up.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You got your e-jamming going on. Our radios aren't going to work. With
so I'm going to whisper as quietly as possible to the session here about footsteps.
Well, I mean, we have signals.
We are not alone.
Yeah. Well, we don't have signals because it's dark and we can't see it.
How much was that extra strength thing worth?
4 points, but we'll talk about that over the break.
Wait, okay. We're vehicles. We have headlights.
I'm just stroking. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to transform into my tank mode.
Yeah, do I have headlights on the front of the...
Do you guys have headlights?
We're vehicles. We have headlights.
I am a truck. I would have...
We'll count that as part of your minor gear, then. Because you still have, like, 3 or 4 bits of minor gear.
3 or 4, yeah, as I say, like, I've got minor gear, so if...
And I'm a bike. I would need to have lights for people to see me.
So besides the explosives and the shield, like, as part of my truck form, would I have headlights that I could turn on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so just on the... They'd be probably mounted around his shoulder area.
Yeah.
Turn on and sort of look around the room.
Are you guys actually stepping through the doorway?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, when Wildshot here, Loader would put out his hand and keep you behind him.
Yes. Do you want me to train behind him with the cannon ready to rock?
Actually, yeah, if you would want to get on his other shoulder, because yeah. I've got a shield, if you guys want to use me as part from cover.
Where would you want me?
And if you, you got Megatron in here. Go fuck yourself. No, but
I'm going home.
Turning on the lights, Loader would stand up front and sort of hold his shield up, and then would sort of turn to some of the other party members and like make a motion with his hand to get behind them and say, back.
Okay.
Try to get people behind him just in case something jumps out.
And I'm going to take this moment to load my reload my rifle.
Okay. Alright, so you're going through? I'm
gonna slowly sort of creep in the front door, look around with my lights.
I hope so pissed off if I get a critical miss right now.
It's half a critical miss.
Half.
Good enough. Good
six.
Enough.
I'll take it.
Makes
good
it?
Enough. Just good enough for this. All of a sudden, Connell, you feel just something land on top of you. And make a defense roll.
Oh, fucking hell. Uh-oh. Defense roll
is... back?
No, it landed on him.
Defense roll is what?
Your defense combat value.
A defense.
And if you have ranged...
No, it's on the front page.
No, I know, but I've got melee defense. Does that help me at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so I've got to get under a 4. No.
You feel a mace bash you in the face as the Shark Decon lands on you.
Oh, jeez.
Is he on top of, like...
Yeah, he's on top of you. He slams you in the face with a mace, and that does 15 damage to your face.
Wait, actually, so he would do me 5, then.
Oh, okay.
At that point, because I have heavy armor.
Okay,
So he hit me in the face. My shield obviously doesn't help me for that.
Oh, no, DR.
Because he's on top of my head.
Don't you DR?
Damage reduction?
Yeah.
I've got heavy armor, which gives me an extra 10. Do I get anything else other than that?
No, that would be it, unless he hit the shield back, but he didn't.
Yeah, if he's attacking me from the front, I get an extra 45.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so, that's only if it happens only if you fail the combat, the defense roll, and only if it's in the right place.
Yeah, if it's
considering he specifically went...
Well, and he's on my head, so I can't, like, use my shield at that point.
Yeah. It's in my hair. It's in my robot hair.
So you call it and try to like grab him.
Can I shoot Shark Decon off of him?
Don't shoot me.
No. I would say let the sniper shoot at him.
Yes.
Alright.
Can I grapple him?
Well,
considering he's on my face.
Yeah,
I think I'd be the first to act if he's on my face.
After that, it's
good.
Yeah, 609.
You grapple him?
Yep.
Alright, what do you do?
I would grab him to the ground, and then try to put my boot on him.
All right, well, that's... Well, you just grab him and you hold him to the ground, because that's a separate action, but you've grabbed him and hold him to the ground. Excellent.
Is he stunned?
I'm not telling you.
Does he look stunned? No.
You can't tell, but his spotlights are trained on.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah. Shoot him!
You guys don't even know what happened. You see something land, and just load it go... They're still on, though. So,
see, I've still got my lights on. It's like, if I throw him to the ground, like, would I be facing him enough?
Yeah, you're facing him.
Okay. Do I see him?
Yeah, you see him.
It's just a Shark Decon. He's not, like, crazed or anything.
No, it's just a Shark Decon to try to jump on.
Fucking jackass. I'm going to squash you, what good.
Yeah.
Does he take damage from me throwing him down?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. That's like the 5 or 6 that I do.
So, Julian, you can try to make a shot at him. You're going to be taking out a penalty, though, because it's in the dark.
Yeah.
Like -2.
-2?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to try. Try and shoot at him anyways. Might as well.
Yeah. Critically fail is going to be funny.
It's a 7.
So...
7 under...
Yeah, 5 under 6.
Okay, cool.
There you go, yeah.
All right, 6.
Yeah, you hit it. Let's see. He's done. Well, he got knocked down, so he's going to get reduced defensive. And with my rolls, yeah, that doesn't matter.
So he's dead, right?
Yeah, and he shoots him.
Yeah, I do 21 damage.
Nice. You can guess, I'm not telling you.
They might also have damage reduction.
Yeah, there's the GM shield. It's not really here, but it's a metaphysical shield.
A shield of the mind, if you will.
It's doing probably Birdman there for a second. Doing Transformers. Yeah, stop it. We gotta play. All right. So, what are the other two doing?
Shoot this motherfucker.
All right. We're going to take a round of set.
Yeah. Actually, no. Fuck it. I'm gonna activate my Energon Scythe.
Yeah.
Run and stab this cocksucker.
All right.
So, I have.
Well, both of you will have to roll off for that.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. So,
all right. Initiative is a 1d6 roll plus your AP speed bonus.
Oh. Oh, fuck.
3.
This is going to turn one to the two of you go first.
So, 1d6.
Plus whatever speed bonuses you get a mass initial bonus.
8.
Oh, I'm plus four, so it'd be seven. I still go first. Because I have to have plus four.
Wait, no.
Initiative is just a straight roll.
Oh, okay, I got it.
It's a straight roll. Steve, I know you have feats that let you reduce that number.
No. You want it lower. Initiative it's lower. Lower. Oh, so sorry, then zero, because it's a minus four.
Go gambler.
Yeah, you're going faster.
Yeah.
So Steve gets the first shot.
Quick draw McGraw over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember to use your actual thing, your actual ranged attack bonuses.
Yes. So that's plus four for ranged. Okay. So let's do this.
Or rather negative four.
I guess that'd work. That's a nine. Well, it's a tie.
Yeah, tie is good.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll get my second attack then.
Yeah.
That's better. So, yes, a hit. Yeah.
Let's see if the shark's a car.
Are you firing with Megatron at that point?
No, just my blaster.
I don't bother rolling. I wouldn't bother rolling. No, I know why I don't bother rolling, because there's other things.
So 15 damage then?
Yeah.
Cool. Sharkticon fucked with the wrong group of Autobots.
You don't know that.
Alright, the Sharkticon looks like it's near death.
Gonna finish him off.
Yep.
Yep, minus seven. Yeah, I hit.
Alright.
Defense.
Oh, hey, that was actually close that time. That would have been nice. Yeah, you hit. What's your damage?
That's my combat value.
Plus the damage that your weapon does.
15.
Dead. Woo-hoo! And does he explode? Yes, he does.
Ow. Yay!
Ow.
Take one damage.
I'm shielded by this big fucker.
I've got 10 DR.
Oh, no, because he ran out to attack him, so he's not.
So it's just him then.
But yeah, you.
Yeah, he took one damage. So, it's fun now that I'm getting explosion rolls. And yeah, you guys have now successfully. Well, let's see here.
Can I take an action to take out and ready a satchel charge?
Just have it on
your
side.
Why don't you turn on the lights?
I just got face jumped by a Sharkicon, and we were trying. I've got my headlights on. I'm looking around. Are we seeing like light switches? I don't know how Cybertronian light switches
work. It's just a panel.
It's a panel. Push that panel.
You push the panel, the lights turn on. It's a simple opening lobby area with an elevator going up.
I look up. Where could that Sharkicon come?
It looked like he was hanging off the wall, just because Cybertron technology's got all those weird nooks.
Yeah,
do we see anyone else?
Yeah, is there anybody else around up there?
And as roll awareness really quick?
Nope.
No.
Hold on.
I'm blissfully unaware.
Screw it, I'll just say you notice it anyway. You notice there's a radio panel.
There's a radio panel?
Next to the wall. Looks like he might have been trying to radio it. So yeah, you guys are standing before the elevator that leads up to where the Omega Key is. I don't know what you're going to be facing along the way, because we just ran out of time.
No! Oh, no.
So all as right. The GM starts filling the transmission tower full of Sharkticons, I will end this episode of These Warriors Are Terrible. I am, as always, Big Mike of the 404s as the Game Master. Not always, but...
I've been Mike the Birdman Dog, Rampage the Mercenary.
Julian, always on the marks, playing Wildshot.
And I am Connell Macbeth, also known as Dr. Holocaust, playing Loner.
And I'm Steve Snowball Sailor, playing Quicksilver, the motorbike guy with Megatron attached to his hip.
Yeah, and that's been another episode. Thank you very much for listening in. Hope to see you next time when we try to climb the tower.
Okay, all right. Well, this episode is brought to you by OffWorldDesign.com. Use coupon code BROHOOF. It's not Brohoof, it's Brohoof. As a discounted checkout. And NobleKnight.com, where Out of Print is available again. You get some great books there. So that's it for These Words Terrible. Remember to go to vtw.ca to subscribe to the show.
The Transformers will return after these messages.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These Warriors Are Terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!